As a city, Oxford offers you a fantastic range of things to do and see. What's more, its accessibility, located just an hour from London by train, makes it easy to get to other parts of the country to visit friends and family. The M40 motorway is close by, cross-country trains call at the station, and there are also excellent and affordable coaches that travel to and from London and its airports 24 hours a day. Oxford has a mix of ancient and modern buildings, and offers something for all tastes and interests. Famous as the city of dreaming spires, yet also a growing high-tech community, it is a diverse and exciting place to live. So, what's it like for students? Well, with two universities in one city, you'll find yourself amongst over 30,000 undergraduate students. There's never a shortage of activity. Each corner of Oxford has its own character. Two examples are Cowley Road and Jericho. The Cowley Road area, just to the east of the city centre, plays a big part in the Oxford music scene. Both established bands and up-and-coming acts regularly appear at local venues such as the O2 Academy. Famous Oxford bands have included Supergrass, Radiohead, and more recently, Foals. Cowley Road is also home to the popular Cowley Road Carnival, an annual event during which the road is pedestrianised and which features live music, a parade and food from around the world. Jericho, to the northwest of the city centre, is well known with students for its alternative shops, restaurants and pubs, and one of Oxford's independent or art house cinemas. There are also three other mainstream cinemas in the city and a number of theatres that showcase plays and musicals throughout the year, from the amateur to the professional. Like any student city in the UK, you will always find somewhere to go out throughout the week. There are a good number of clubs with regular student nights for all music tastes, from cheese to house, and lots of places hold themed nights. It's not unusual to see students leaving their college in various forms of fancy dress of an evening. But if you prefer, you can also indulge in quieter corners to relax with a coffee and a book. Lots of students choose to catch up on work when they're not in the library, in one of the many cafes and bars scattered around the city. Several have Wi-Fi and stay open late. The parks and open spaces in Oxford are extensive and varied. Whether it's jogging or walking, picnics or photography, Oxford's parks and gardens are ideally located. In the summer months, you can try your hand at punting on the river with a group of friends, and Port Meadow offers a beautiful walk leading to some stunning surrounding countryside. If you like shopping, you'll find Cornmarket Street and Queen Street are home to Oxford's various chain stores, as well as a number of independent retailers. Blackwell's Bookshop is very popular and claims the largest single room devoted to book sales in the whole of Europe. There are also two small shopping centres in the city centre, the Clarendon Centre and the Westgate Centre, both of which house familiar high street shops. If you get a chance to visit the Covered Market, located in the city centre, you'll see the eye-catching array of unique food stores and delis, perfect for treating yourself to a nice lunch. The open-air marketplace in Gloucester Green hosts numerous stalls, including food, books and collectibles, and the occasional French market. Remember, as a student at Oxford, you'll find your college provides a great base for all activities, but you'll also be part of an amazing city that has even more to offer.